Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto Mad Yaji Mam Namaskuru Mam Eva Ishasi Dhyayam Atmanam Matparayana Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru Navinashasi Udraivam Atma Matparayana Manmana Bhava Madbhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru Navinashasi Udraivam Atma Matparayana, always thinking of me.
Shall we translate
it? Mama,
become Mad Bhakta,
devotee.
Mad
Mai Yaji,
worshipper.
Mam, unto me. Namaskuru, offer obeisances. Mam, unto me. Eva, completely. Eishasi,
come.
Kuba, Evam, being absorbed. Atmanam,
your soul.
Matparayana,
devoted to me.
Translation. Engage your mind always in thinking of me. Offer obeisances and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me.
So, what is the difficulty? Krishna is governing these four things. Manmana bhava, always think of me. You, manmana bhava madbhava. You become my devotee. Unless you become devotee, you cannot think of Krishna. That is automatic. If you think of Krishna always, that means you are devotee. Otherwise, why a person waste his time thinking of Krishna? He can think of business. He can think of so many other things. Only the devotee can think of Krishna. So, if you think of Krishna, then automatically you become devotee. Is there any objection?
No.
Who can think of Krishna always? Not always even think of Krishna. Unless one is devotee. And to think of Krishna, what is the difficulty? Is there any difficulty to think of Krishna? Thinking power we have got, we think somebody, our mind is never vacant, always think something. We think of something always, 24 hours. That is mind's nature. So, if you simply think of Krishna, then your life becomes successful. Where is the difficulty? The result is, Mami Vaishasi, by following this principle, thinking of Krishna, which means to become devotee. Manmana bhava madhyaji. Anyone who is devotee, naturally he will worship Krishna. The temple is there. We worship. Then, manmanabhavan majjaya, magnamaskuru. And worshipping Krishna means, if you cannot do anything, you simply go and offer your sins. That's all. It is open to everyone. There is no restriction that such and such men can come and offer obeisances. No. Anyone. Manghipathava pasriti. Jibisu papujuna. Him born in low grade family, it doesn't matter. So, where is the difficulty that we want to discuss? To become Krishna conscious, is there any difficulty for any person, anywhere, any part of the world? Let us discuss this point. You sit down properly. I say you, yes. So, discuss this point. What is the difficulty? Why people are not Krishna conscious? But the process is very simple. Manmanabhava-manbhakta-vagdha. The result, don't divert your attention. Mame vaishyasi. No, what is the next line?
Mame vaishyasi yukvayam.
Juptaiva. Jupta means connected. If you think of Krishna, if you worship him, offer obeisance, that means you are already connected. Juptaiva. What is the juptaiva meaning?
Absorbed. Being absorbed.
Then, read the whole line.
Mama vaishyasi yukvayam atmanam matparayanam.
Atmanam. Atmanam means Krishna is the supreme Atma. Just like we love Atma, every one of us. We, if there is some danger, then immediately we try to protect ourselves. Protect his body from danger. Why? Why do you want to protect this body from danger? What is the reason?
They identify the body as the self, and the self is part and parcel of Krishna.
That is wrong conception, but actually because I am living within this body, I want to give protection. This is the fact. Just like one protects his country because he lives there, protects his house, protects his property, because he has utilization. Similarly, because we have got utility for this body, we give protection. But when the living entity is no longer there within this body, there is no question of protection, it is thrown out. Even his father, mother or relative, they take the body and throw it. In a different way, the body is thrown out. It is no more important. So, that ultimately it comes that you love yourself. And you love yourself, but the self is the part and parcel of the Supreme Self. Therefore, you love yourself because you love the Supreme Self. Hmm. Therefore, Atmana, what is that?
Matparayana.
Matparayana. Actually, everyone has got the loving propensity because he loves Krishna. That is natural. So Krishna says that simply by following this process, manmana bhagavan bhakta manjare mame vaisas, you are trying to find out this supreme lovable object. So mame vaisas, you come and let us live loving one another. This is the goal of life. That every one of us, we love Krishna, but we are missing him. Therefore, we are our blessing, our loving propensity wrongly, here, there. And we are becoming frustrated. Krishna says that if you simply follow this process, manmana bhavamad bhakta, you come to me, come to your original lover. So where is the difficulty? To attain the highest perfection of life, where is the difficulty? Anyone can say that here is the difficulty.
You explain Bhagavatam, Shavupad, Bhagavishvaya prasaktanam maya parita chetasam. To those who are too attached to material enjoyment and material opulence, the devotional service cannot take place. This can be
because
one difficulty.
Because we want material happiness, therefore there is difficulty. So, material happiness, we have got experience, it cannot give us satisfaction. Big countries, America, in Europe, and so many, they have advanced in material happiness. But actually, they are not happy. The material happiness cannot give us happiness. Happiness, when we actually come to Krishna and love him, happiness means also love. Either you love your family, or your country, or your society, or your wife, or children, then by loving there is happiness. But this loving process is not giving us happiness. We are becoming frustrated. Therefore, the real lovable object being Krishna, if we make progress to that point, then we shall be happy. This is the point. Māmeva śaśi asaṅkhāya. So, if this is concluded, then where is difficulty to execute Krishna consciousness? That is my point. Now it is concluded that if we come to Krishna and love him, then that is the highest perfection of our life. Now, to attain that highest perfection of life, where is the difficulty? That is the point I was asking.
Only if one is envious of Krishna.
Then there is a question of love. That is another thing. But if you actually want to love Krishna, where is the difficulty?
There is no difficulty.
No difficulty.
That is my point.
Yeah.
If you don't want to love somebody, then there is no question of process.
Yes.
But if you know by loving such and such person you will be happy, then there is process, and the process is very easy.
Yeah.
And open to everyone. That is my point. Now discuss on this point.
Sometimes devotees, they want to love Krishna, but they fall down. They can't seem to...
No, they want to love Krishna, but they divert their love to other things. That is the difficulty. If you want to love Krishna, then follow this. Manmana bhavamad bhaktamad jani namaskuru. If you love Krishna, then why you are diverting your attention? You are worshipping deity, you are thinking of loving Samova, that's all. Why you are diverting? If you love Krishna, you are engaged in Krishna's service, just decorate nicely. Why you are diverting your attention? That means I am not yet convinced. But by loving Krishna, I will be perfect. That is the reason.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yetamam prapadyamte tam stataiva bhajamyam. As they say,
everything is said there. We are discussing one point. That one is, if we are convinced, that requires education. Love, we are being frustrated every point. Now, when the perfectional point will come, that is by loving the original objective. There are so many examples. Just like a child is not happy in another woman's lap, crying, but as soon as he comes to the lap of his own mother, he is immediately. So we are trying to be happy so many ways, but we are not becoming happy. When we come to the real point of loving Krishna, love is there. I want to love somebody, everyone. But that is not being properly utilized. Therefore, we are unhappy. So when you come to this stage of loving Krishna, then you become happy. This is the point. That is being instructed by our Krishna consciousness movement. Now, to love Krishna, Krishna never says that in order to love me, you have to go to the factory or to work somewhere 50 miles away from your home. He does not say all this. Simply, manmana bhavavad bhakta vajjani. The question may be that if I want to love Krishna, then how other things will go on. This question may be. Krishna never said that you have to go to the factory, earn money, and then you can love me. He never makes this condition. Is there any condition? Now, practical persons will say, if I think of Krishna always, then where from money will come? Yes. This question may be raised. I will answer it.
Krishna says, Yovikshemam Vahamyam.
Find out this verse.
Ananyas chintayantumam ye janak paripasyate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogikshemam vahamyaham. But those who worship me with devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and preserve what they have.
The same thing, this meditation is manmana bhavavad bhakta. Always think of Krishna. So those who are engaged in this way, always thinking of Krishna, worshipping Krishna. For such persons, Krishna says, Jovakhemang Bahamyaham. I personally carry all the necessities of life. vipassanadi can. So my point is that here in this new Mahapur, if you simply carry on this manmanabhavamadbhakta, then all your necessities will come automatically. Don't bother. Carry my thought. Yeah. You'll get sufficient food, sufficient milk, sufficient fruits, flowers, all necessities. You act on behalf of Krishna and think of Krishna. And don't bother about the necessities of life. It will be automatically supplied. Don't be disturbed from that point of view. Simply engage yourself in this business of manmana bhagavad bhakta vajjali manu. That is my point.
Srila Prabhupada, how are we to determine how much of our endeavor should be for our own personal progress?
There's no personal. There's no personal endeavor. Just like these animals, they have no personal endeavor. They're depending on you. If you cut his throat, you can cut. And if you give him protection, you can give it. But the animal has no personal endeavor. That is full surrender. That is our position. Remain fully surrendered to Krishna and he will give you protection. That you are thinking how the animal will eat, how these children will eat. It is not the children's business, not the animal's business. He is fully surrendered, that's all. One manah bhagavad bhakta, that's all. Other things will be done, Krishna. Krishna says, yoga kevam vaham. I shall do that. Why your personal endeavor?
Sometimes if we are faced with a service we think is beyond our means,
huh?
Sometimes we what hesitate to do it. Manmana
bhagavad bhakta beyond your means? That we have already discussed. It's not beyond your means. If you think of Krishna, who can check it? Why do you say beyond your means?
Vaitukya pratyata. Vaitukya pratyata. Cannot be checked.
It cannot be checked. Vaitukya pratyata. There's no question of checking.
If somehow Srila Prabhupada, someone falls down, does that mean that he did not want to love Krishna?
Yes.
If someone is doing some service which involves business, is he thinking of Krishna when he's thinking of that service?
Yeah. If he's doing for Krishna, he must be thinking of Krishna. Just like somebody works in business or factory for the wife and children, he always thinks of them. Although he's working in the factory or in business, he's thinking of the welfare of his wife, children, family. Mm-hmm. Similarly, if you actually work for Krishna, you think of Krishna.
How can a person with all material desires develop desire to love Krishna?
Material man says, you love more Krishna automatically. Material desires will be finished. Because you do not love Krishna 100%, therefore material. The balance is filled up by material desires. Just like in a glass, there is some ink. And if you fill up with water the full glass, the ink will vanish. There will be no more ink. It will be all white. That is the way. Bhakti parasanu bhava virakti annatrasa. To love Krishna means you have no more material. the percentage you are lacking Krishna love, the percentage material desires are there. If you love Krishna 10%, then 90% material desires. And if you love Krishna 90%, 10% material desires. And if you love Krishna 10%, there's no material desires. This is the way. So if you love Krishna 24 hours, 10%, simply thinking of Krishna and offering obeisances, worshipping, then where is the possibility of material desire? There is no possibility. The process is very simple. Man mana bhava bhava, and all other things, they will come automatically. Actually, Krishna is supplying everything. The Krishna is supplying this grass. The animal will eat, and the animal will supply milk. He drinks the milk. The Krishna is supplying. Everything is being supplied by Krishna, actually. But because you do not know Krishna, do not love Krishna, cannot understand. But supply is being made by Krishna. Yogakshema vahaviham, even for the non-devotees. So what to speak of the devotee? It automatically comes. This is the way. So the point is, there is no difficulty to become Krishna conscious, and the result is so big that māmeva śyasīya saṁśāya. Yadgatyāna nivartyante saddhāvam paramamma. So for such great benefit of life, if you simply think of Krishna and become his devotee, why shall you lose this opportunity? What is that intelligence? Therefore, unless one is a rascal, miscreant, lowest of the mankind, he cannot give up Krishna consciousness. It is not possible. Namāga duṣkita nammu raha prapadhante nāma. Unless he is rascal number one, lowest of the mankind, full of sinful activities, he cannot avoid Krishna consciousness. This is the condition.
You have given the analogy that when a person turns his back to the sun, he creates the shadow. And as he turns towards the sun, the shadow disappears.
That is the motto of our Krishna Sajja Sama. God has his light, Maya is his sun.
Does Krishna punish people who do not serve him fully?
Or do the people punish themselves when they do not serve him fully? By nature is acting by Krishna's indication. So nature will punish you. As soon as you violate nature's law, he'll be punished. Automatically. Suppose if you are not hungry, you have no appetite, but if you by force, if you eat, then you will increase the disease because you are violated. There is no appetite, still you are eating. so you must suffer. If you are infected some disease, so you must suffer from the disease. That nature's law is working. Krishna hasn't got to take any direct action. Nature, Maya, is there. As soon as you violate the laws of Krishna, you'll be punished. Automatically. You cannot avoid it. David Jesha Gunavai Mumaya Dhanataya. Cannot avoid. Those who are trying to overcome the laws of nature, that is the so-called modern scientist endeavor, and that is foolishness, that's karma. They cannot. It is not possible. Just like we are here, we are given this planet to live, and there is this moon planet we can see. And these rascals tried to go there so many ways. They refused. No, you cannot. Live there. Go. It's practical. We see the moon planet is there. We have got machine. We can go, but you cannot go. This is logical. This is practically true. But they are so rascal, fools, they are going to another planet. They do not think with the one planet we have already failed. They are called punak punak chagvita charvara. Chewing the chewed. They are being baffled every step. And still they are trying to overcome the laws of things. That is their foolishness. Naradha. Maya bhurita jnana. Maya is so strong upon them that their so-called scientific knowledge is useless. In 1958, when I wrote that book, Vijayanitra Parana, I wrote in that book, those who have read it, that this moon planet excursion is simply childish and waste of time. And actually it has proved. So I was not a scientist, neither I am a scientist. How did I say? I said, on the strength of the bharsan in the Vedic literature, that it is not possible. You cannot. We are conditioned. We are conditioned to remain in a certain condition, certain atmosphere. We cannot surpass that. That's why we are animals of the land. We cannot go to the water. And the aquatic species, they are animals of the water. They cannot live on the land. Why these rascals are trying to overcome the laws of nature? How foolish rascals they are, just imagine. Any child can understand. But these rascals cannot understand. They are challenging that we are trying to overcome the law. Is it not? That is their challenge. Therefore they are rascals. Naradhava, Maya Bhurita Jnana. They are attempting in something which they cannot perform. Therefore they are rascals. Mura. The better to become more and more mura, better take to Krishna consciousness. Manvana bhavavanvakta vajjaj. That will make your life safe. Why should you imitate these rascals? What is your saying? What do you think? You say they are rascals. What do you think?
They are all rascals.
That's right. Anyone protest against this? He'll be another rascal. Don't try to overcome the laws of nature. That is not possible. He has been given this land, this planet, live here. Grow your food, chant Hare Krishna, and live peacefully. Why should you go to the moon planet? But there is process. If you want to go, there is process. Not this, that, by force I can go there, by machine. That is not possible. That is foolishness. Just like I am Indian, if I want to come to France, I must take visa, I must have passport, and so on, so on. By force, I want to enter. No. So we have got experience that by force we cannot do anything. He must be competent to go anywhere, provided you qualify yourself. Janti deva, bhuta devan, pitrin janti, pitrin. You can go. But not in that way. Because you have got a teeny machine, you can go. That is not possible. That is useless. It is not possible.
If someone forces his mind, Srila Prabhupada, to think of Krishna...
That is foolishness. One who is controlled by his mind, that is foolishness.
But if he forces his mind...
That's all force or not force. One who is controlled by the mind, he is a rascal. He is a rascal. Manorathena asatu dhavato bahi rama bhaktasya kuto mahadabuna manorathena asatu manorathena. They are driven by the chariot of mind. Useless. No utility. No benefit. But all these rascals, scientists, philosophers, they are going on the chariot of the mind. I think, in my opinion, this is Manorathena, on the mental platform. So they're all foolish. They have no value. Mental concocts, useless.
That means that our attraction for Krishna must be spontaneous?
Huh?
Our attraction
cannot
be by force?
It is spontaneous. You want to love somebody, but the love is misplaced, therefore you are baffled. You place it to Krishna, he'll be happy. Love is there. That is not a new thing. But you are misplacing the love. That information we are given, that don't misplace your love. Place your love to Krishna in you.
So we can bring the mind under the control of Krishna?
Yes. One who is under the control of Krishna is no more under control of the mind. Sabai manak Krishna padaravinda. Mind is being controlled. So mind cannot dictate. Those who are not under control of Krishna, the mind dictates him. He is under the control of the mind, or senses. That's all. So, the point is that be fixed up in Krishna consciousness. Don't disturb yourself by the material environment or enchantment. Be fixed up. Chant Hare Krishna, always fixed up. Your mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. So far the necessities of life concerned, that will come automatically. Will never be in trouble. Gone with this business. Thank you.